This is Klaatu. I'm at the Ohio Linux Fest. I'm sitting at a coffee shop in the convention center with John from Interworks. Interworks or Innerworks?
Interworks.
Interworks. Okay, so what is Interworks?
Interworks is a browser-based control panel for hosting web servers. It allows you to easily manage your servers, manage your configuration files, settings, etc., as well as add domains, email accounts for those domains, FTP accounts, various other things.
Okay, so for someone who doesn't ever do anything with servers, like me, what does all you, so if I set up a server and I need to like add a set of users, maybe is that what I would be doing with Interworks?
Right.
Or? Okay.
Right. We make it all easy through a nice web-based interface. So somebody with absolutely no knowledge of how Linux works, other than I add a user and I be able to connect to it, they can do that all through Interworks pretty easily.
This sounds a little bit, to my limited knowledge, again, I don't really do a whole lot of server stuff, sounds like something I would find on cPanel or something like that. Is that, is it similar to that?
cPanel is actually one of our competitors.
Okay.
They were one of the earlier people to do the web-based control panel for servers. In terms of like growth and things like that, they've massively outgrown us, but Interworks started first as an internal project at Nexus.net up in Dearborn, Michigan. And then it eventually spun off into a separate product when we realized that the market, well, when they realized, I wasn't part of the team then, when they realized that the market was big enough for it. We kind of specialize more on, the fact that we're small is kind of one of our strengths, because if you have a problem, have a feature request, file a support ticket, and you email somebody, you're getting a software engineer. You're not getting some salesperson, some support person, or somebody who's over in Bangalore who's just answering phones. We're trying to have very kind of natural growth, as opposed to just a huge marketing push, and
right,
we grow too big too fast. So.
Cool. Okay, cool. So what do you do? Are you a salesperson? Are you, what are you?
I'm a software engineer at Interworks. I am presently the third software engineer at Interworks. We're a small team of only three developers, and we have a few other support staff and things like that, but it's mostly the team of the three of us.
And this is a commercial company, right?
Yes, this is a commercial company. We have about, we estimate 15,000 installations of Interworks worldwide, but because it's optional whether you inform us that you installed it or not, we're not entirely sure of how many active licenses we have, but we know it's at least 15,000. Interworks as a whole has been around since about 2003 when we first launched, and yet it's a very mature code base. We're fairly stable. Most of our support tickets are more based on I'm using some strange configuration and I just want to make sure everything's going to work, as opposed to this button stopped working. So we just released Interworks 4, which was a massive rewrite. We redesigned everything we fixed a lot of the areas of the system that were broken and slow. It's much more extensible, and we have a full API where the actual web view of Interworks is a client of the API. So anything you can do in the web, you can do through our API. The third version was released, I think, 2 years ago. There were rumors going around that Interworks development was dead because there were only minor bug fixes released, but the reason for that was that we were just developing this massive rewrite, and we kind of were trying to go under the radar with it until release day.
Wow, very cool. So when was 4 released?
Interworks 4 was released, oh geez, it was during HostingCon 2009. It was actually the first day of HostingCon. We put Interworks 4 live, and people were able to download and install it. We had a handful of installs by, you know, before we even made an official announcement on the website, there already a handful
wow
of installs.
Cool. So if me personally, I've got a server, I'm going to set it up, I want to use Interworks for my control panel or whatever. Is that realistic for one person to try to use it, or is this like something for big companies?
Absolutely, it's realistic. We offer a single domain license for free, and that is good forever. It allows you to install Interworks on your machine and have one domain pointed to it. It makes managing it fairly easy, as long as you're running a Red Hat-based distribution of Linux, everything works fine. Most of our customers use CentOS, there are a few that use Red Hat Enterprise, and some more adventurous use Fedora.
Cool, okay. And then you'll scale up to, like, the scope of, I don't know, are you allowed to tell me some of the, you know, the companies that I might know that are using Interworks?
I'm not sure I'm allowed to specifically give any publicly, but I will say that there are very large companies that are running Interworks for their websites. And there are also hosting companies out there who are running hundreds of accounts on a single big server running Interworks, and it all scales fine.
Wow, okay. Well, that is very cool. In terms of, I guess you'd be called expandability or extensibility or whatever, I mean, is this some? Can I write my own modules for Interworks and, like, plug it in or something, or...?
Presently, you cannot, but we just released a new feature that allows we just built a plugin architecture for adding R1Soft support to Interworks, which is a backup solution. So we're planning on writing more plugins as we need them, and down the line a bit, we're probably going to open up the plugin API so that anybody can write their own plugins.
Very cool. And what was it? What was it written in?
Interworks was written in PHP and MySQL. It ships as a kind of packaged product, so you don't have to install Apache or MySQL or anything. It's all just a single installer. We run our own internal instances. And you're also free to use whatever versions of software you want. If you want to run some older version of PHP for security reasons, you're perfectly welcome to.
Cool. That's what I was going to ask next, actually.
Yeah. And the same with MySQL. We recommend Apache 2.2 or higher. There's some people that may be using old versions. We're not entirely sure. But we
when you say that you're not entirely sure, like what... So people can install it. Oh, you mean like the single domain people can install it and then not report that they've installed it to you, right?
Yeah, we can check the licensing database, but yeah. We often don't because there's some licenses out there. People who bought servers who aren't really using them in a real environment. They're just using them in a test lab or something.
Yeah.
So we're not entirely sure in terms of active license.
What's the website?
So. Interworks, interworx.com, and you can find all your information on there. We have a decently active message board and pretty good documentation.
Cool. I will check it out. Thanks a lot, John, for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.